Enchantress of Venus by Lee Brackett. Part 1. The ship moved slowly across the Red Sea, through the shrouding veils of mist, her sail barely filled with the languid thrust of the wind. Her hull, of a light thin metal, floated without sound, the surface of the strange ocean parting before her prow in silent rippling streamers of flame. Light deepened toward the ship, a river of indigo flowing out of the west. The man known as Stark stood alone by the after rail and watched its coming. He was full of impatience and a gathering sense of danger, so it seemed to him that even the hot wind smelled of it. The steersman lay drowsily over his sweep. He was a big man, with skin and hair the color of milk. He did not speak, but Stark felt that now and again the man's eyes turned toward him, pale and calculating under half-closed lids, with a secret avarice. The captain and the two other members of the little coasting vessel's crew were forward at their evening meal. Once or twice Stark heard a burst of laughter, half-whispered and furtive. It was as though all four shared in some private joke, from which he was rigidly excluded. The heat was oppressive. Sweat gathered on Stark's dark face. His shirt stuck to his back. The air was heavy with moisture, tainted with the muddy fecundity of the land that brooded westward behind the eternal fog. There was something ominous about the sea itself. Even on its own world, the Red Sea is hardly more than a legend. It lies behind the mountains of white cloud, the great barrier wall that hides away half a planet. Few men have gone beyond that barrier, into the vast mystery of inner Venus. Fewer still have come back. Stark was one of that handful. 3 times he had crossed the mountains, and once he had stayed for nearly a year. But he had never quite grown used to the Red Sea. It was not water. It was gaseous, dense enough to float the buoyant hulls of the metal ships, and it burned perpetually with its deep inner fires. The mist that clouded it were stained with the bloody glow. Beneath the surface, Stark could see the drifts of flame where the lazy currents ran, and the little coiling bursts of sparks that came upward and spread and melted into other bursts, so that the face of the sea was like a cosmos of crimson stars. It was very beautiful, glowing against the blue, luminous darkness of the night. Beautiful and strange. There was a padding of bare feet, and the captain, Malthor, came up to Stark, his outlines dim and ghostly in the gloom. "We will reach Shurun," he said, "before the second glass is run." Stark nodded. "Good." The voyage had seemed endless, and the close confinement of the narrow deck had gotten badly on his nerves. "You will like Shurun," said the captain jovially. "Our wine, our food, our women, all superb. We don't have many visitors. We keep to ourselves, as you will see. But those who do come..." He laughed and clapped Stark on the shoulder. "Ah, yes, you will be happy in Shurun." It seemed to Stark that he had caught an echo of laughter from the unseen crew, as though they listened and found a hidden jest in Malthor's words. Stark said, "That's fine." "Perhaps," said Malthor, "you would like to lodge with me. I could make you a good price." He had made a good price for Stark's passage up the coast. An exorbitantly good one. Stark said, "No." "You don't have to be afraid," said the Venusian in a confidential tone. "The strangers who come to Shurun all have the same reason. It's a good place to hide. We're out of everybody's reach." He paused, but Stark did not rise to his bait. Presently he chuckled and went on. "In fact, it's such a safe place that most of the strangers decide to stay on. Now, at my house, I could give you..." Stark said again, flatly, "No." The captain shrugged. "Very well. Think it over anyway." He peered ahead into the red, coiling mists. "Ah, see there?" he pointed, and Stark made out the shadowy loom of cliffs. "We're coming into the strait now." Malthor turned and took the steering sweep himself, the helmsman going forward to join the others. The ship began to pick up speed.